But everybody had associations, you know, if they needed some fives converted to ones or whatever, she could get to the bank real easy through a little back door.
Right, that's right. And Bree still living?
No. Bree died. No. She married Robert. They moved to Cotton Forsyth County or Dawson County. And she died several years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that. Well, hey, Mr. was what I was fixing to tell about, the man with the wired back. Mr.
I don't know.
I thought it was Maurice. I thought it was.
No, it was. He was in a horrible car wreck and had a bunch of.
Married. Mr. was in such a bad wreck, and his back was so badly beat up. And in those days, his recovery was a miracle. But he was wired together.
Wow.
And his spine was wired together. And all of his life, and as far as I know, he's still living.
Oh, I'm sure he's gone.
I don't think
so. Too old.
But anyhow, every time he sat down, he would jerk because his a wire would send a message to his mind. It would be like a short, you know. But anyhow, he always had to be careful, and he'd go sit down, and when he'd get fixed, he was all right. He'd be real still and be all right. But if he decided to move, then he'd be real careful how he moved. And then if he was in the dentist chair, I used to work for the dentist, and when I did, to get him to put his head back for the dentist, oh, it was a tremendous, tremendous job for him to get his body fixed where he could be still. Terrible, anyhow. It was, to me, a miracle that he ever managed to live fixed like that. I've never heard of anybody else that was similarly
fixed. It was hurt
fixed.
Really bad, I'm in a car wreck.
So you work for the dentist here too?
Mm-hmm.
You work for the dentist in town here too?
Well, after my husband died, I needed something to do so I could earn Social Security. As teacher people, we had a pension, but we didn't have Social Security, so I needed to earn Social Security. And so I prayed about it, that the Lord would help me find something that I could do. I didn't know what I could do. I never had done anything but be a substitute school teacher, just fill in here and yonder. And I really wasn't trained for anything. I didn't know how to type. I didn't know anything special, anything at all. I went over to the dentist one day, and I knew the girl at the desk. And I said, I didn't know you worked over here. She said, well, I work over here 3 days a week. And I said, well, who works the other 2 days? And she told me, and I said, well, you know. She said, but she's quit over here. He doesn't have anybody for those other 2 days. And a little came, a little zigzag said, this is your job. Just
wow.
Like God just said it right straight.
The wow. Scene.
So I went back in the back there to the dentist, and I said, I don't know anything about dentistry, but I think I know how to wash dishes. And I said, I might learn how to sterilize the instruments and put them back. Oh, I might just sweep the floor. I don't know what you could do, but could I work over here and see if could I fit in? And he said, well, yes, you could. And I said, well, fine. And he said, just be over here next Tuesday morning.
So you got a job just like that, huh?
And stayed 11 and a half years.
Wow. I bet you got to know a lot of people in the town that way, or did you already know?
Learned a lot of people.